welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and praise God you were able to join me today. If you're a new listener, welcome. We're glad to have you join us. We've been looking at the book of Habakkuk this week, and I've been ministering on a subject I guess I should call the secret of abiding joy, because there's a great parallel between Habakkuk's time and the times in which we're living. He was facing a lot of things he didn't want to see. He was grieved. He was afraid. And there was a marvelous conclusion to the book. He began to have his faith renewed and assured in God and was able to praise Him. And so we want to know, how can we have joy in the hours and days in which we're living? Well, though many Christians may walk around with a long face, the true believer in God has a joyful heart. Why? Because we understand what Jesus has done. We're not walking in unbelief. We are able to appropriate His exceeding great and precious promises. Habakkuk says, yet, even though, as I shared the final words in the third chapter, when he said, even though the fig tree isn't going to blossom and the labor of the olive shall fail and the field shall yield no meat, he said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. And that's reminiscence of Paul's expression of confidence in Romans 8:37, where he said, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So we can rejoice in God. Because that's a part of the good news of the gospel of Jesus. It is good news, and that will cause us to have a joy that is independent of our circumstances. And what is the object of our joy? Well, it's in the Lord. Habakkuk says clearly, I will joy in the God of my salvation. And so this joy implies knowledge, isn't that right? How can you rejoice in something if you don't really know what it is? You can't rejoice in the Lord unless you know Him. And we cannot fully rejoice in the Lord until we've found in Him that which satisfies every desire of our heart. You know, so often we go after other lovers. We try to find things, even Christians, you know, alcohol or drugs or relationships, things that will minister and comfort our souls. But the Lord wants for every one of us that we will find in Him the satisfaction of everything. Why? Because He loves us so much, and He knows us like no one else does. He knows deeply and intimately what is going to satisfy us to the fullest. So the Lord is the object of our joy, and this joy is the joy of our salvation. Our part in salvation is to repent and to believe, and God's part in salvation is to regenerate and restore. Now, there may be some listening to me that perhaps have never made Jesus their Savior, or perhaps you've walked away from the Lord and you're not where you know you should be. If you're in that place, either place, God is standing with open arms. He stands at the door and knocks. And if we will open to Him, He will come in and fellowship and sup with us. If you've not ever accepted Jesus, just open your heart to him and say, Lord, I come to you. I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins. Lord, there's a lot I don't understand, but I'm looking to you and I'm asking you to forgive my sin. And I believe that Jesus died and rose again. He paid the price at Calvary. I receive him as my Lord and Savior. And if perhaps you've walked away, if you've really blown it and your heart is filled with grief and you're miserable, there's only one place to come, and that's back to the arms of Jesus. He will forgive you. The word says, if we sin, he's just and faithful to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Lord, anyone listening that's not in the place where they should be with you, I ask you to let your cleansing blood remove all unrighteousness from them as they turn their heart to you with renewed consecration, commitment, and dedication to follow in the way of the Lord. I thank you for it. Amen. Praise God. As Christians, we also have joy in anticipation. That's one of the aspects of abiding joy. We've got a lot to look forward to. See what verse 19 says? It says, the Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet. He will make me to walk upon my high places. And so, beloved, our life, your life, brother and sister, is not only one of happiness and joy, but also of progress. We climb from one high place of grace to another. We're changed from glory to glory. And as we climb, we lay hold of spiritual certainties. We're not on sinking sand, but on the solid rock that will not crumble under us. We need feet like hinds' feet, and that's literally the feet of a gazelle, signifying sure-footed confidence. We need feet that will not only rest on the rocks, but cling to them, feet of faith that rest on and cling to the great and precious promises of God. He will make us walk on our high places and bring us to the mountain of the Lord. And that joy I'm talking about is independent of earthly possessions. Habakkuk said, though the fig tree shall not blossom, yet he shall rejoice in the Lord. We could be stripped of every earthly thing, yet we will joy in the God of our salvation. We must realize that all that we have, brother and sister, those are the blessings of God. Our sufficiency, our joy is in him, and adversity can't destroy this kind of joy. We are to be focused on laying up treasures in heaven. We can experience the joy of our salvation in adversity as well as prosperity. We may go through the valley of the shadow of death, through the valley of Baca, the valley of weeping, or be traversing the high places where things are wonderful, but we can be assured that God, the Lord Jehovah, is in total control. God is our all-sufficiency. God is able, beloved. And we just need to walk in that kind of faith that we know our God is able. He is able to deliver. He's able to provide. He is our peace. This is the same kind of faith which enabled Abraham to lift that knife to slay Isaac after he had said to his servants, I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. He was convinced that if necessary, God would raise his son from the dead. He had every intention of slaying him. It was at the last moment, at the last second, the angel of the Lord stopped him, and there was a ram provided in the thicket. Habakkuk, he had prophesied all these things coming, and he'd rather been dead in the grave. He wanted to be at rest. He didn't want to see it. Poor Jeremiah, he's called the weeping prophet. It broke his heart to see the things that were going on, not only the unrighteousness, but the judgments of God. And yet, he was with the exiles. He ended up in Egypt with them, and he continued to trust the Lord. Where do prophets like that who saw these horrible judgments taking place, where do they find such faith, such confidence in God? How could Habakkuk rejoice in the midst of such desolation? He declared it in the last verse, the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Here was the source of his joy, his strength, his faith, the Lord strong and mighty in battle. And beloved, even though we're living centuries later, we're living in the culmination of all things. We're living in the end times. And So much of prophecy is being fulfilled. In the last century, we saw Israel return to her land. We see the Jewish people returning to their homeland. We see that all nations are rising up against Israel, that she's a stone of stumbling. Nonetheless, our God is in control, and we're going to see God's divine purposes fulfilled for the church, fulfilled for Israel. Praise God. God is, and all of Israel, at one point, that many in Jerusalem will perish, but those that survive, they will be able to declare, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Praise God. The Lord's goal is our salvation and deliverance. He himself is the source of our strength. He's the secret of abiding joy. Remember back in that second chapter, the Lord answered me and said, "Write the vision, make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it." He was saying, I'm going to stand here, I'm going to be on my tower, and I'm going to see what God answers me. Well, what's God's answer? The vision, it's the truth of God's word. In perilous times, beloved, God's answer to us is he will be our strength. He will be the strength of his people. The Amplified translation of those verses declares, "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, engrave it so plainly on tablets that everyone who passes by may be able to read it easily and quickly as he hastens by." 2 Corinthians 3:3 says, "You show and make obvious that you are a letter from Christ delivered by us, not written with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of the human heart." Praise God. The Amplified translation of Habakkuk 3:19 says, "The Lord God is my strength, my personal bravery, and my invincible army. He makes my feet like hinds' feet and will make me to walk, not to stand still in terror, but to walk and to make spiritual progress upon my high places." What are the high places? Those are mountains. Aren't they? They could be mountains of trouble, suffering, responsibility, whatever, but he will make my feet like hinds' feet. Praise God, and we will praise our God. Hallelujah. The Lord is our strength and our song and become our salvation. Well, it's been a blessing to minister to you. I just impart the very joy and blessings of God upon your life. I take authority over every spirit of fear, and I thank you that you shall be strong and confident in whatever our futures hold. Amen. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,